This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How do I know Allah really loves me? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This question is perhaps one of the most important questions we should think about each and every day. How do I know that Allah loves me, that He has accepted me, that He has counted me from amongst the righteous? The scholars give us many things to think about, and I'm going to share with you three of them. Number one, it's your faith, it's your tawheed, it's your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, your belief system, our aqidah, will determine how strong and committed we are into serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have got to go back and ask yourself, how well do I know Allah? Have I ever taken the time to really study who Allah is? Now remember, the true biography of Allah, the only things that we know about who Allah is, lies within the 99 names and attributes of Allah. So if you study these names and attributes, that's how you're going to know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And when you know who Allah is, the default of that is you'll begin to appreciate. You'll begin to get closer to Him. You'll want to serve Him. You'll want to submit yourself to Him. All of that is an extension of this enormous and indescribable love that's starting to develop in the heart, in your soul, and in your entire life. So the first point is, how well do you know Allah? Number two, His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the Quran, Allah tells us, if you claim to love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ, then you should follow the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and in turn Allah will love you back. So following the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, here's a question for all of you to think about. How much do you love him sallallahu alayhi wasalam? I can't answer that for you. You have got to figure out, how much do I love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? And one very simple but effective way to assess how much you love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is look in your life and see what parts of your life reflect his sunnah. The decisions you make, the way that you dress, the way that you interact with people, all of these things that we do on a daily basis, how much of that reflects the way the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would have done it? And it's really important to ask yourself, if he was here with you, let's say he was sitting in your living room, or he came to your masjid, would he be pleased with what he saw? These are questions you really have to spend some time and think about. If the Prophet ﷺ was here and he met me, would he be pleased with the way I look, the way I dress, the way I talk, the way I live, the way I eat, the way I interact with people? And then the third and the final point that can help us to understand whether or not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly loves us is how much of a commitment you have in practicing Islam. What I mean by that is really simple. If your entire life revolves all around the religion, and with that you find this sense of comfort and peace every time you practice your religion, so whether it be you're performing a ritual like salah or fasting or hajj or umrah or reading some Quran or making dua, that your heart is at ease, you find yourself in this sense of peace and comfort, you enjoy it so much, you pray one salah and your heart can't wait for the other salah. So you have this enthusiasm and spiritual excitement in you to want to do the right thing and please Allah. Every opportunity that's open in front of you to do the right thing. So you go to a masjid, I mean, we're in the month of Ramadan, right? So you're going to the masjid, there's a fundraising happening. And you're not thinking to yourself, subhanAllah, why did I come here? Now I have to listen to this. But instead you say to yourself, this is an opportunity. It's an opportunity for me to give for the sake of Allah, and it's an opportunity for me to gain endless rewards. So the mindset of you wanting each and every time an opportunity comes up to obey Allah, to do something for Allah, you run at that opportunity, so you're constantly thirsty to do righteous deeds for Allah, it's a great sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the best for you. And Allah will only want the best for those whom He loves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love you, me, and all of us. Allahumma ameen.